Good afternoon, Dingo, and welcome to Connect. I've just been playing a couple of your songs. First, the Payphone, which features a friend of ours on the show, which is Jenny Mitchell, and then Nightwire. Perhaps you could tell us how these songs came about and how you came to be working with Jenny Mitchell.
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's a pleasure.
It's great to be here chatting with you. So I have released a couple of songs from my upcoming album, and like you mentioned, one of them features the very talented Jenny Mitchell, who has quickly become one of my best mates. Over here. I'm so happy that she's living over here in Australia now. And I wrote the Payphone basically as a bit of a story song. It's a bit of a folk kind of storytelling song, and as soon as I wrote it, I had been touring with her all of last year on the Casey Chambers Backbone Tour.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Jenny Mitchell opened up every show, and we just got to know each other really well, and I was actually lucky enough to play in her set as well as her guitar player on every single one of the shows that she did. So we got to know each other quite well, and when I wrote the Payphone, I just for some reason could hear her voice on the song, so I thought, I might as well ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. And he said yes, and she's there on the track with me, and I'm so grateful for that, because I think for me that really makes the song into what it is.
I think so. It's I was listening to it the other day, and I thought, Jenny's got a magical voice, our listeners might remember I've interviewed her a couple of times over the course of the last 6 months. I've interviewed her, and of course she's got that album out, of course, which is absolutely great, and the Forest Forest House. That's right. But it's great to see you working with her, because the combination really works, and I agree with you that the voice adds another dimension to the song, which is, of course, what the aim was anyway, I guess.
Well, that's what you're always trying to do with a feature or a guest, and with a voice as beautiful as Jenny's, I just tried not to get in the way, really. That was my job.
Oh, dear. Okay. That was all right. She might invite you to the Forest House next time she does another album.
Oh, well, that'd be fantastic. I'm always looking for an invitation. Wherever Jenny's going, I'll put my hand up and say, if you need a guitar player, I'll come with you.
So tell me a little bit about Nightwire, which is the most recent one before you've released Autumn, which we'll talk about later. Tell me about Nightwire.
Well, Nightwire, that's the title track of the album. So I've got this album that's going to be coming out in October. Mm-hmm. And Nightwire, I wanted to release this song first because it really captures what this album is about. I think, musically, it's sort of it's right in the middle of all of the tracks that I've recorded for the record. And, it was a co-write with a friend of mine. His name is Bob Cronk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just one of my favorite songwriters I've done. I produce other people as well in the studio. I have a studio called the Rabbit Hole Recording Studio, and Bob Cronk's come in and done a couple of records with us. And I just love his songwriting. And we sat down and we wrote a few songs for this album. Two of them made it to the record, and one of them was Nightwire. And, we kind of wrote it about that feeling that I get from being a traveling musician and getting to see so much of this beautiful country and feeling freedom, the freedom from being in the outback. That's really what hits me really deep when I am traveling around and on tour. And I tried to kind of put that into a song so that hopefully people could share in that feeling a bit more. That's what Nightwire is really all about for me.
Well, of course, you've just toured, talking about touring Australia, you've just toured with Jenny, and of course supporting Casey Chambers on that tour, and you were playing guitar in Casey's band, were you not?
Yeah, I've been playing in Casey's band for over 10 years now.
Gee.
So we met, 2015, 2014, something like that. And I've been playing in her band basically since then. We're in a relationship now. We travel around in a caravan and we tour like that. And it's an amazing way to see the country. And so I feel like that's I've been a big part of that band for the last 10 years. And it was really exciting to have Jenny on the road as well, because she's a massive fan of Case's also, and a So it was a really good show and a really good tour to be a part of, yeah.
Okay, so you've been around for quite a while. You've been overseas touring as well, I understand. And of course, tell us a bit about that. You've worked overseas in America, I assume. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've done a few trips over to America. One was very recent. We went over at the end of the Backbone Tour and we did a bunch of dates over there. We actually did Telluride, which was fantastic. As soon as we went over, we went to Colorado and did Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, great.
Which is amazing. It's up in the mountains, and it was their summer, but it was still pretty chilly. And just some of the best bluegrass players in the world. Well, really the best bluegrass players in the world, and we felt like fish out of water a little bit, I think, because we don't play traditional bluegrass like they do, but it was fantastic to be a part of, and somewhere that I would love to go back to.
Tell me, I'm listening to Nightwire, and of course there's a nice video on YouTube about that, of that as well. There's a little bit of bluegrass in there too, yeah?
There's a banjo.
Yes. Well, that's to me. I'm not an expert on bluegrass, but banjos goes hand in hand with bluegrass to me.
Well, yeah, it does. You know, I wanted to. I think if you hear a banjo, you hear. I don't know. It just brings that sort of that real roots element into the song, and that I got to give props to Geordie. Jordan Power produced this whole record, and on that song, he really wanted that element in there, and he actually got me to play the banjo more like a lead guitar, which I wasn't certain about, but I think after hearing it back, I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. That's cool.
Had you played banjo before? I know you're a guitarist, of course, but had you had much experience playing a banjo?
Yeah, I played banjo ever since I started in Case's band. I've been playing the banjo as well. It's always good to have a few different things that you can do. And, I don't play like a traditional banjo player, really. I guess I play probably more like a guitarist, but I do love the instrument. I think it changes the way that you think about if you're using a banjo for songwriting and that kind of thing. It sort of just changes how you think as soon as you hear that instrument. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You're very experienced in all facets, or a lot of facets of entertainment. We've mentioned you've been a guitarist for Casey Chambers for 10 years. We've mentioned that you are a producer and got your own recording studio. So you're producing other artists, as you mentioned. So you're also a songwriter. And how did you find working with someone like Jordan Power? Perhaps you need to fill us in just a little bit on who he is and what he's done.
Yeah, well, Geordie, he's just one of the best producers and engineers in the country, really. He's had a long career of working with amazing artists, and both engineering in the studio and capturing sounds for people and producing records. And we met on Casey Chambers' Campfire album. He produced that, and I was playing on that and wrote some songs for that as well. And we met there, and then ever since then, he's been on my bucket list to have him work on something of my own. I mean, he's been in the studio with people like Bruce Springsteen, Lady Gaga, and he did Troy Cassidy's latest record. And, you know, he's just really, really well-experienced and quite an amazingly creative producer. So, I was really, really happy to work with him, and I think that the outcome is that the product is so much better than I could have ever imagined, you know. So I'm very excited for people to hear this album.
I'm getting the feeling that, being a record producer yourself, you've appreciated the dynamic of having somebody else with that talent to bring out things in you which you perhaps didn't really know. Like, your example you just said, putting the banjo into Nightwire and playing it like a lead guitar, and you've gone and think, what? You know?
Yeah, I think, you know, the hard part about it was that I just had to hand the reins over and just say, no, you produce it, you know, and normally where I'm in the producer seat, I've got input and I would give my ideas freely, but I was really trying to tell myself, no, just I'll just be the artist. I'll just perform as best I can and let Geordie do the rest. And I think it was the best thing I could have done, because like you said, there's ideas that just are not in my head, and that I would never have come up with it, and that's the best way to create something fresh and new, I think.
In case you're wondering, folks, I'm talking to Dingo, and a short name, but a long list of achievements: singer-songwriter, musician, record producer, and now in the hands of some other producer for the time being, in Jordan Power, and about to release this album. It's coming out in October, isn't it? Nightwire is an album.
Yeah, that's right. October the 9th is coming out, and it's available for pre-sale from my website, which is dingomusicofficial.com.
Dingomusicofficial.com. Oh, right.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got vinyl that's going to be coming out, and CD, so you can pre-order that if you want to, or even just pre-save it on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you do your music on. But it's available for pre-sale now, so I really appreciate it if people want to get on and support me in that way. That'd be really cool.
Okay.
But then the actual physical thing will be out in October, yeah.
Tell me, why October? Is the album finished? So why would you be picking a release date in October, which is some months away yet?
Yeah, the album is finished. Mm-hmm. I've still got a couple of songs. Like you mentioned before, I've got Autumn that has just come out, mm-hmm. and I've got a couple of songs to still be released before the actual album comes out. And I want to release it as a bit of a celebration at the end of the year, to celebrate the tour that I'm on with Ian Moss and Troy Cassidaly.
Okay,
at the end of the year.
Let's talk about that for
a tour.
Let's talk about that for a moment, if I may. You're most immediately, you're touring with Adam Harvey, and you're going to be in Melbourne at the Hallam Hotel on May 29. And then most people, our listeners, will be in Melbourne. So Hallam is, we all know where Hallam is, down the Princes Highway there. And you're at Morwell the night before if you get lost and can't find Hallam. He's in Morwell on the 28th at the Morwell Hotel. And then, for good measure, he's going with, because he's with Adam Harvey, he's going to Corio, which is Adam's a Geelong boy. He's going to be appearing at the Gateway, which is Adam Harvey's favourite pub, I think, on May the 30th. So 28th, 29th and 30th, the 29th, of course, being Hallam. So there it is. Tell me, so you're touring with Adam very shortly.
Yes.
Very shortly indeed. You're then, I see, moving forward, you're with Ian Moss and Troy Cassidaly when their tour starts in October. And then you're going to be at the Denny Mute Muster, on the 2nd and 3rd of October, which is a huge outdoor festival, of course.
Yes.
So the question for you is, how do you get these gigs? I mean, how do you get selected to work with Adam Harvey and then with Ian Moss and Troy Cassidaly and then get a gig on that very prestigious festival coming up in October?
Oh, well, you know, I think a few things have to line up for these to happen. I just think I feel incredibly grateful and so lucky that I have the opportunity to do this. And I've got a really amazing team, and my booking agent has presented me with a lot of opportunities. That's Sure Thing Agency have done an amazing job. Sometimes the timing is right. I've got some songs coming out, and I feel like they might fit genre-wise in with what Adam's doing and what Troy and Mossy are doing. And I just, sometimes stars align. You don't always get these opportunities, and I think I'm so grateful that I do have these opportunities in front of me this year, and I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to be out on the road and chatting with people, and if anyone wants to come to a show and have a chat, catch up, that'd be great, and then hopefully we can meet up at more gigs down the road.
Well, I guess, I mean, the one big thing with working with these big-name artists, and we're talking about Cassie a few months back, and now Adam, and then further down the track, Ian and Troy, you're getting exposed to a much wider audience. Admittedly, it's somebody else's audience, but you know, that's how you get people who like Adam think, oh, that guy appeared before him, he was great. And Adam's a great sort of guy to help people along. I hear that all the time.
Absolutely.
I know Jenny was thrilled to be working with Cassie, so Chambers rather, and of course, so you know, that brings something out. It widens your exposure to an audience, I guess, and which is really important, I imagine, because you've got some great stuff there. I mean, I particularly like Nightwire. I think that's a great song. And so let's move out from there for a minute. You're involved in something else, and talking about travelling, in Zambia, our Rainbow House. What's your involvement? What's that all about?
Well, our Rainbow House is a phenomenal charity school that is run out of Zambia in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual organization itself is run from Emerald in Queensland.
Yes.
There's a group of amazing people that run this school, and they do all the fundraising for it and organize everything. And I've been involved for about 7 or 8 years. I was involved through Casey, and we've been over a number of times and over to the school, and we teach mm-hmm. music over there, teach some guitar, some ukulele, a bit of songwriting. But I think actually the kids probably teach us more about music than what we can teach them. But it's just an amazing place. We actually a few years back took a recording studio over, just a makeshift recording studio, and we wrote a bunch of songs with the kids, and then recorded them, brought the songs back here, and then we printed a CD and then sold it for their fundraiser and raised more money for the school that way. And you know, opportunities like that, I just think back on and just I can't believe that we actually had the chance to do that, to be over there. And we still go over there now every opportunity that we get. So our Rainbow House, it's an amazing place. If anyone wants to check it out,
tell me.
They've got a website as well.
You mentioned you did a CD. Is the CD still available through your website?
No, the CD is available, I think, through the Our Rainbow House website. Mm-hmm. And also, it's available when they're doing their fundraisers as mm-hmm. well. So they do a fundraiser every year, which is in Emerald, and they raise a bunch of money for the school. But I think if you go onto their website, which is ourrainbowhouse.org.au, there'd be information about it up there.
Great. I mean, that seems like a very worthwhile project you're involved in there, and one that's mutually beneficial. Obviously, it's doing wonders for our Rainbow House in Zambia. It's also making you feel good and giving you something back in your association with the children that obviously recording some music there, and you must be enthusiastic about to keep going back, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and it's not lost on me how music can bring people together in this way, you know, and that's not just overseas, that's in this country as well. We just have so many opportunities to get together and have this universal language of music and bring people together, closer together. And, you know, at the core of it, it's just about having that feeling of, you know, everybody is mutual, and we can all help each other out and, you know, enjoy something together at the very, very least.
You know, I think that's very true. I'm not a musician myself, but I keep hearing that almost every time I interview a musician, I hear that about the universal language being music. And I keep hearing in so many different facets, but that theme keeps coming back. You know, it's it's an important one, I think, and it's certainly an enjoyable one for the musicians working with people from other cultures and other backgrounds there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's why we appreciate it so much as musicians when people come out to a show to enjoy the night with us, you know. It really means the world to us as musicians that people would come out and spend their night with us, because I think that without an audience, you know, you don't have that same energy in the room, and that's what we're really looking for as live musicians. We want to share that experience with people in the moment, and you know, we just appreciate it so much. I don't know if people understand how much musicians appreciate it when people come out to a show.
I think they do. I keep hearing about it. Working with Casey Chambers around Australia, in one way, you're reliving a tradition that Slim Dusty began, touring outback places. And I know the Casey Chambers tour has been just about everywhere places you've never heard of. But, you know, I think that's and someone told me years ago who lived in the outback, and they said, and this is some years ago, and she said, we used to live for Slim Dusty. He used to come by every second year he would be there. We used to drive 300 miles to see Slim Dusty. And when you think about it, that's what you're recreating now in the terms of Casey Chambers' tour. And Jenny Mitchell mentioned that to me as well. I mean, she's not in Australia, she's a New Zealander, but she's been to places she's never heard of before, and seeing people come out there to the attraction is Casey Chambers, people coming out and getting together there. So that's, I guess, what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see people that want to get together and still share in that. Music is probably one of our most primal languages, and I'm grateful to be a part of that.
You got the new single "Autumn." It's come out, and we're going to play it as I leave you very soon. But tell me a little bit about it. Set the scene before I play "Autumn," if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, this song is it's the only love song that I wrote for the album. You know, there's a lot of different songs on this album. Something for everyone, really. This one's the only one about love, and I was kind of just inspired by the season of autumn and its growth and change and the leaves falling, and I sort of liken that to falling in love. And yeah, I wanted to capture that imagery within the song, and I think that we managed to do that within the musicality of it and everything and the story. And then also we did a video for it, and we tried to do the same thing with a little twist at the end where, you know, I was basically trying to have a bit of fun on the day with the director, Corey Hopper, and videographer, who is Josh Beveridge. We just got together and thought, you know, we want to capture something beautiful and then just have like a little twist, something to entertain.
Don't tell us what the twist is, will you? Is the video out yet?
The video's up on YouTube now, yeah.
There you go. So go in there, dial in Dingo's name or Autumn. I'll put them both together, I guess, and you'll probably find it. But and watch out for whatever that twist is at the end, folks. We're not going to tell you what it is because I don't know either, and Dingo's not going to tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Got
to
watch it.
I have to kill you first, do I? Well, then you won't be able to tell me anyway, will you? Anyway, so the album's out in October, we mentioned. Will those songs be on it? We're talking about Payphone, Nightwire, and of course you mentioned Autumn's on it. Will they all be on the album?
They're all on the album, yep.
So where do people buy the album when it comes out and the singles now? Is that through your website, or are you with a label, or how does that happen?
You can visit my website, and there's a link to go and purchase the album there. Like I said, it's available for pre-order now, so if anyone wants to go on there and get a copy early, then you can go on and pre-order it, and then it will be on all the normal streaming platforms as well, once it comes out in October.
So one more question for you. This is a really hard one. I want you to get it right, please. What is your website address again?
www.dingomusicofficial.com.
There you are. Once more.
www.dingomusicofficial.com.
Excellent. Folks, you know where to buy it. You know where to pick them up on all the streaming platforms as well. Let's go out by thanking Dingo for his time today with his new single, which is called Autumn, off the album called Nightwire, which is out in October, if you can wait that long. But get the single first and you can settle in and get the album later. Dingo, thank you very much for your time today. Enjoy the tour with Adam Harvey coming up very soon, and we hope to catch you at the Hallam Hotel on the 29th of May.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye for now.